Then there's another kind of yoga which corresponds to our worship. It's the yoga of devotion. You live with devotion to some being who amounts to your God. Now, an old lady came in to see Ramakrishna one day, and she said, "Master, I find I don't love God. I just have to admit it to myself, I don't love God." That was a very good religious act. And he said, "Well, is there anything you love at all?" She said, "I love my little nephew." He says, "There you are, in your service to your nephew, that's your God." This goes back to a story of Krishna with the cowherds. They're going to have a ceremony of worship to worship the Lord of heaven. He says, "That's not your God. Worship your cows. That's where your devotion is. That's what you honestly revere. Worship your cows." There are 5 degrees of worship. The first is that of servant to master. "Oh Lord, you are the master. I am your servant. Tell me what to do and I'll do it." That's the norm for religious attitudes. The second is the attitude of friend to friend. "Oh Lord, you are my friend." That's the attitude, for instance, of the apostles to Jesus. That's the attitude of Arjuna and the Pandavas to Krishna when he was among them. This is a higher degree of religious capacity. The third is the level of parent to child, where the God is the child. That's the mood of the Christmas crib. That's the mood of taking care of your little nephew. That's the mood of cultivating this little infant, which is your concept of divinity, and bringing it to adulthood and fulfillment. The fourth love is the love of husband for wife and wife for husband. This is the way of the nun who wears the ring of her devotion to Christ. It's the way of husband and wife, or it properly should be. And then what would the fifth and highest form be? The highest form of love is illicit love. With illicit love, you have sacrificed the reputation that you have in society. You have sacrificed your place. You have sacrificed your virtue. You have sacrificed everything for love. And as Ramakrishna says, if you love God that way, you can say, "God, I've given up everything for you. Now come through and show yourself." And he says, "He'll do it." Or he says, "She'll do it." Because God can be either male or female. I mean, to think of God as finally, even in the world of biology, sex doesn't come along until about 10 billion years after life gets started. So this little quibble as to whether you think of God as male or female doesn't count. So these are the loves.